Welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Tanya Tajani. I am a teacher at the LSAT Demon. I'm here with Nathan Fox, who is the co-founder of LSAT Demon and the Thinking LSAT podcast. This week we have an email, and I think Nathan's going to read it out for us.
Yeah. Thanks for being here, Tanya, by the way. This is from Manny. It says, "Hey guys, I listened to one of your latest episodes regarding tuition payments and the 509 ABA report. I had a quick question about metrics within the ABA 509 report." I guess you can say it 509 ABA or ABA 509, whichever you want. Manny says both. "Okay. I want to go to Boston College, but only if I am offered a full ride." That's a good decision. "BC's 509 report says only 10 students or 1% of the class received a full ride. However, 10% of the class or 71% of students received half to full tuition off. Within the 10% or 71 students at BC, do you think some students received and accepted full tuition? Is it unrealistic to be offered a full ride at BC with a 171 and a 3.5? How much can I really rely on 2020 ABA reports after COVID's impact? Thanks so much, Manny." Okay, so there's like three different questions there, I think, Tanya.
Yeah.
Where do you think we should start?
Well, I think with the first one asking, do you think some students received and accepted full tuition? I definitely think that's true. I think some students received full tuition. I'm sure some students accepted full tuition. And I mean, I guess they mentioned earlier that it's 1% of the class that got that full tuition, right?
No, but his question specifically, and there's a bit of a subtlety here, but the 509 reports, Tanya, you might not be familiar with this, but the ABA 509 reports, they break down the data in a very strange way.
Okay.
One of the categories is full tuition.
Right.
The next category down is half to full tuition.
Oh.
So what Manny's asking is if there are maybe some full tuition scholarships that are being hidden within that half to full range that they're disclosing. Any thoughts about that? I definitely have thoughts about that.
That's weird wording. I think two full tuition might be on the edge of full tuition. I wouldn't imagine that they'd want to like bolster the numbers for like how much full tuition they give out.
I disagree.
Really?
I disagree. The reason why I disagree is that I don't think it looks good for them to report to the world that they give as many full tuition scholarships as they give.
Interesting.
Well, who would it look good to?
That's true. I mean, the students applying.
The students who are actually getting a full tuition scholarship love to hear that this school gives full tuition. Yeah. But remember that the 509 disclosure reports are not like voluntarily disclosed by the schools. This is a mandatory consumer protection document. The American Bar Association requires every school to put out this report. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that the schools are super excited to report to the world that they give people full tuition scholarships or more than full tuition scholarships. And because of the way that I've been wanting to speculate about this recently, so I'm glad Manny wrote into the show. Because of the way that the data is broken down, I think that there is incentive for schools to take a full tuition scholarship and report it in the half to full bucket instead of reporting it in the full bucket.
Okay.
I mean, so we've heard lately, we've heard many schools telling applicants, "Oh yeah, no, I mean, we don't give full tuition scholarships." But then if you look at their 509 report, you see that they give a significant chunk of a class half to full tuition.
Interesting.
You understand what I'm saying, Tanya?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. So maybe there are people who fall in that
bucket. Yeah. How, Tanya, how do you think someone like Manny should answer a question that says, is it unrealistic to be offered a full ride at BC with a 1.7, with a 171 and a 3.5?
I mean, I'd probably go to the scholarship estimator on the Demon.
Yeah, where do people find the scholarship estimator on the Demon?
I believe it's on the Demon, or you can go scholarships.lsatdemon.com/scholarships.
Yes, lsatdemon.com/scholarships with an S takes you to our awesome scholarship estimator. And I already plugged in a 3.5 and a 171. 3.5 and a 171, the scholarship estimator says, yeah, BC is going to give you a full ride. That's a full tuition scholarship. It turned green in the scholarship estimator.
That's incredible. Yeah.
That is incredible. And that's without checking the box for URM, which I have no idea whether that applies to Manny or not. But if it applies to Manny, I think that that can only help. The estimator also does link straight to the 509 report. So if you actually wanted to look at BC's, the document itself, you can see that BC has a 25th percentile GPA of 3.46 and a 50th of 3.69. So Manny is on the low end, but he is above their 25th percentile for GPA.
Right.
For LSAT, he's way above their 75th percentile.
Okay, that's awesome.
75th percentile is 165 at BC. Okay. So the 171 indicates that Manny probably has more kind of horsepower. I mean, either he's more prepared or he just has more in the tank than most other people at BC. Mm-hmm. And BC would love to be able to report Manny's 171 to the world.
Yeah. Definitely.
And that is why they very likely will offer Manny, you know, if not a full tuition scholarship, I think very close to a full tuition scholarship. And I would be kind of surprised if some of those half to full tuition, you know, that's how the 509 report breaks it down. But I'm kind of surprised if schools these days are not reporting some of their full tuition scholarships in the half to full bucket.
That's interesting. Yeah, I never thought about it like that, but it makes sense. Yeah.
Or they don't even have to do that, right? They they could say instead they could give Manny a 95% scholarship.
Right. Yeah.
And then it's clearly in the half to full bucket. Mm-hmm. So I would be kind of surprised. Okay. So one more question before we wrap it up. Manny says, how much can I really rely on 2020 ABA reports after COVID's impact? What do you make of that?
I mean, I know if you're referring to the medians going up, I know most schools have already published their new medians, if that's helpful. But I mean, in terms of the amount of money they have, I would imagine it's the same amount as before. I can't really speculate too much on that. More applications, sure. But if you're that much higher than their 75th percentile, I think you're in a good place for your LSAT.
Yeah, we've already seen scholarship offers coming in, right? I mean, it's not top 14 schools that are out there throwing around money at the very beginning of this cycle, but we have seen regional law schools already falling all over themselves to offer full ride scholarships to people, including, you know, like Arizona is out there offering unsolicited full rides to people who haven't even applied. So there's going to be plenty of money available for people who apply early, who apply broadly with their very best LSAT score. And so, you know, hopefully Manny is eyeing next year's admission cycle. Manny, if you're not looking at next year's cycle, I hate to break it to you, but you're going to be competing against the Tanyas of the world. I mean, Tanya has a 174 and she applied at the very beginning of the cycle and she's just waiting for her offers to come in. So you should really be thinking about starting law school in 2023 at this point.
Yeah.
Apply in September of 2022. And I'll be shocked, Manny, if your 3.5 and your 171 doesn't end up with multiple competing full ride scholarship offers at a variety of different schools, probably including BC. As far as the COVID's impact on and the 2020 ABA reports, all of the ABA 509 reports, the brand new ones, have to be out later this fall. So there's a deadline later this fall and schools can sometimes put them out earlier. Some of those have started to come out earlier, but they will all be out this fall. And when they're all out, then we will update lsatdemon.com/scholarships to reflect the brand new information. Then we don't have to speculate on what's going to happen or what happened due to COVID. The only thing we know for sure is that LSAT scores are up and applications were up. So it was a tougher cycle. So we should expect to see LSAT and GPA ranges going up slightly, you know, like maybe by 1 point of LSAT. Is that what you've seen so far, Tanya?
I think so. Yeah, pretty much.
Beautiful. All right. Anything else that you would like to say to Manny?
I don't think so. Good luck with your cycle if you're applying. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us questions, share some LSAT or law school admissions news, be LSAT famous. But thanks for listening. Yeah.